dictation for Alan Smith, A-L-L-A-N-S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 8-18-1961. Date of accident 8-12-2022. Date of service is 10-27-2022. Mr. Alan Smith is a victim of the automobile accident where he was T-boned on driver's side, and he was a restrained driver, leading to the pain in the left shoulder and lower back, and right knee and right ankle, especially involving big toe, with radiation of pain to the right buttock and right leg posteriorly, in S1-S2 dermatome fashion, difficulty walking as the main issues. Patient has been undergoing physical therapy since the time of accident. He has had one set of injection to the right knee intra-articular and left knee intra-articular, allowing him to be able to walk a little better, and pain has been lessened. Currently, he reports that his pain in the knee is not there. He completely feel better with the injection. He is trying his physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. The pain in the left shoulder is still present to the tune of 9, and he can move the shoulder up to 150 degrees of abduction and flexion, beyond which he has a severe pain. Some weakness in the left arm is reported. Lower back pain is reported to be 9 also, localized across the lower back, but no radiation to the buttocks anymore or to the right leg. And the pain level is around 9 at all times. ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are as follows. He reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, as well as sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports 60% improvement in the pain. And the system review is as follows. He reports difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, depression, and loss of memory, chronic fatigue in the area of neurology and psych. However, he denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, or seizures, and denies any poor work performance. And in the pain and numbness patient has a stiffness of the left shoulder, as well as neck stiffness and lower back stiffness, and pain in the area of the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, as well as the left, both knees, and hip pain. But knee and the hip pain are almost better. And right ankle and foot with some difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has nausea but denies any vomiting, diarrhea, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. He does complain of constipation and incontinence of the bowel, he is complaining. Please correct that. And in the GU, he complains of incontinence of the urine, but no frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient complains of no asthma, no difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last Saturday, patient reports that his pain is not improved and it is worsened, but there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are naproxen and Tylenol, codeine, and substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is, if patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 132 over 82, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 9-28-2022. Dictation number is 1003-067. Diagnosis, plan of care is to continue physical therapy at 3 times per week, focusing on the lower back and mid back and the left shoulder, both knees, at 3 times per week with traction, massage, aqua therapy. He remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. The patient is otherwise stable. He wants to continue the conservative treatment first. An MRI of the lumbar spine has been ordered through the Premier, because a past MRI is present in the with us prior to the accident on June 1, 2022. This was done, and he was found to have certain issues in the MRI, and they'll be compared line to line on a next visit to identify changes in the MRI from previous. And that will help in determining the course of treatment to be devised. So far, he'll continue the chiropractor, acupuncture, physical therapy. Thank you.